Welcome to Giants Online, driven by the Hess Toy Truck. We call this our online segment. We get a couple beat guys to talk about the Giants. We've got Dan Graziano from ESPN NFL Nation, and we've got Tom Rock from Newsday. So 13-0. History repeat itself once again. 1998, Giants Broncos. Are the Giants the undefeated Slayers?
We're the 1934 Bears in the sneaker game, right? They were 13-0. So, yeah, I guess it's possible. I think this is a time of year where if you are an undefeated team, historically, it gets a little hairy. You start to be thinking about things like, do we need to be resting guys? Is this guy who's a little banged up, can we back him off? Should we back him off a little bit? You saw Carolina sit some guys down in the fourth quarter last week of a blowout. So, obviously they want to go undefeated. Obviously, I think that'd be a great thing to be able to say you did. But the goal is to win a championship, so you might be at a point in the season where that becomes more important than maybe winning one game. Might be a good time to catch them.
Dan's right. This is usually when the lull happens for these unbeaten teams, because you look at the last six teams that have been 13-0, they've gone 2-4 in that 14th game. So more often than not, they will lose this game. But you start looking once you get to 15-0, and then you start to smell that undefeatedness, and you really go after it. I think the whole myth that the Giants are undefeated Slayers is a little blown out of proportion. They've done it a couple of times, certainly, but more often than not, they've lost these games, built off of them. They don't have that leeway this time.
No, it's obviously an important game, and Odell Beckham Jr. has been clearly the most important player for the New York Giants over the last two seasons, and he's at like a point now where he's unstoppable, it seems. He's going to go against a great corner this week, maybe the best in the NFL in Josh Norman.
It's pretty ridiculous what he's able to do. You just watch him on the field, and the expectations are so high that every time he gets the ball, he's going to be doing something spectacular. I mean, that catch where he dragged his feet in the end zone against Miami was utterly head shaking. It's ridiculous. We just saw him at practice the other day, walking around. He's palming his helmet. I've never seen a player palm his helmet before. He can do anything he wants to do on the football field. Josh Norman may be a bit of an obstacle, but we've seen Odell hurdle those obstacles before.
Yeah, I mean, it's a matchup that's very exciting to anticipate, because Norman's playing as well as anybody at his position, and Beckham's playing as well as anybody at his position. But what's amazing to me about Beckham is how small an opening he requires to beat you. I mean, you could lock him down. I mean, he did nothing really in the first half against Miami, and then all of a sudden he has this monster game because, they run that slant and go, and it's wide open. And then he finds a way to get his toes down in the end zone. So you don't have to give him much. Josh Norman could be 98% perfect on Sunday, and you could still give up a big play or two that makes the game for Odell and possibly for the Giants. So I think that's when you talk about great players and great teams, I mean, they look for the opportunity. They're patient and waiting for their opportunity, and when they get it, they make it count. He looks like that kind of player.
All right, where's the help coming from for him, though?
Well, Dwayne Harris is a little banged up. He's got a shoulder injury, so we don't know how effective he's going to be. I think Akeem Nicks needs to show up here. There was a couple of times where he was lined up against the Dolphins. I thought they were really going to go to him in the end zone, especially in the red zone there. It looked like he was going to line up for one of those fades that he's always caught from Eli Manning. But I think he needs to catch more than one pass a game. And obviously, Ruben Randall, he's been up and down the whole season. He was up last week. They got to keep him up.
And I think, you look at the pass rush for Carolina, makes it very important that quick passing game be a big part of Eli Manning's protection this week. So maybe, it's hard to predict when Shane Vereen is part of the game plan and when he's not. But, that's a guy that could show up. Maybe Will Tye. Maybe if he starts to catch the ball more reliably at tight end, you could see some closer to the line stuff that helps with the protection.
Is that one of the interesting stories this year, is Vereen and sort of the times when he's been used a lot and then other times where he doesn't seem to be in the mix?
Yeah, and I think that it gets to the issue of the run game and sort of the inability to develop any kind of comfort with the run game. How much can they use him as the running back? Is he a specialty guy just on third downs or in the two-minute drill? They've had issues, obviously, with the run blocking because of the injuries at tight end. So I think the offense on that end of it hasn't come together the way they wanted it to in terms of being fully comfortable with it. And his usage has probably suffered as a result of that.
I think so. I'm really surprised at how little he's been asked to do here, because he came in and we thought this was going to be the Super Bowl all over again, and Tom Brady was going to dump it off to him, and Eli was going to follow that suit. But that hasn't happened. And I really think it has to do with the rotation and the lack of consistency that they have in the backfield.
All right, prediction for Sunday, Giants and Panthers.
I see it similar to the New England game. I think the Giants play these games well, but I think ultimately they still have too many issues on defense to hold off a team like this. So I'm going to say 31-28 Carolina.
Yeah, I think the Giants will put some points on the board, but they played one of their best games of the week last week and only beat the Dolphins by a touchdown. I think the Panthers will win 42-31.
Dan, Tom, we appreciate the time. Hope you and your families have a great holiday and a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks, Bob.